Well, hello there, Mark. It was PMQs today, and I don't want to waste too much time with an introduction, but I don't think you're going to be very, very happy at all.
I never am. Am I watching this? But go on. Let's go.
Okay. Let's get this moving in the right direction. Here we go. Hey, there's another smooth fade out. I could be a disc jockey. Not convinced.
No.
Questions to Prime Minister Giles Watling.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Question one, if you please.
Mr. Speaker, I know the whole House will join me in congratulating Vaughan Gething on his election as Welsh Labour leader and expected election as First Minister of Wales, and also offering Mark Drakeford our best wishes on his retirement. The government I lead will always work tirelessly to benefit the lives of people across the United Kingdom, and I look forward to working constructively with the new First Minister to deliver for the people of Wales. Mr. Speaker, this morning I had meetings with ministerial colleagues and others. In addition to my duties in this House, I shall have further such meetings later today.
Oh, busy, busy, busy.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The people of Clacton have had a tough time.
Oh, we were only talking about that the other day. Clacton went bald and bankrupt.
I am doing everything I can to support them. With that in mind, does he agree with me, my right honourable friend, agree with me that cutting inflation is the very best way to do that? Statistics are very
teacher's
welcome.
Pet.
Can he reassure my constituents that he'll continue working hard to get inflation as low as possible to protect their savings, help with their bills, and give them the financial security they deserve?
Of course I will.
Mr. Speaker, today's figures show that our plan...
More quantitative easing.
Inflation has fallen to 3.4% from its peak over 11%, down by almost 70%. The steepest fall since the 80s and now at the lowest level since September 2021. And people's pay packets are going further.
Of course, he's doing so well, isn't he? And taxes being cut by 90%. Is that why they're going to get rid of him?
And that yep. is why we need to stick to the plan bye-bye. To deliver a brighter future. Get lost, no seats.
Yeah.
Wish you no seats.
Here he is, Keir.
Can I thank the Prime Minister for his words in welcoming Vaughan Gething to his post as First Minister of Wales? As the first black leader of any European government, it's a historic moment.
What has the colour of the man got to do with the position?
Wales. Yeah. Obsessed communists.
Yeah. Drakeford for his long, steady service in Wales.
Yeah, his long, steady service. Mr. That's because Speaker, they can only do 20 miles an hour in Wales.
They're all playing a party now, aren't they?
3,500 small boat arrivals already this year because the Tories lost control of the borders. The NHS struggling to see people because the...
Maybe that's why Obama was here. You need to get more migrants in.
Yeah, you need to let more in. More. The boats coming to Scotland and Wales and everything. To call an election.
Mr. Speaker, as I said in January, my working assumption is that the election will be in the second half of the year. But I must.
My working presumption will be that the election is going to be in the second half of the year. I don't think so.
Got time to come up with a plan for Britain.
Oh, is that Groundhog Day?
It is. It's Groundhog Day. You're quite right.
We're ready. Just call it. Just call it.
Taunting him. Do you see that? It's a taunt. You know, come on. Let's have the election. We all know it's coming.
Yeah. They start off so well by agreeing with each other, and then it just all goes downhill from then, doesn't it?
Yeah, just...
How about working together for a change?
No, this is...
How about just all get lost and put someone else in?
Or we follow Twice Daily's advice and put Trident outside Parliament and say, get out, everybody, now.
It is planned to deport less than 1% of that backlog.
Mr. Speaker, since I became Prime Minister, the number of small boat crossings are actually down by over a third. And that's because we've doubled National Crime Agency funding, we've increased the illegal enforcement raids by 70%, we've closed 7,500 bank accounts, deported 24,000 illegal migrants, and...
Did you hear that? He's closed 7,500 bank accounts down. If he'd have let the banks go, they'd have done it by themselves.
Yeah.
And it's crystal clear, as we're seeing from
especially 650 of them in Parliament.
While we're committed to stopping the votes, the Labour Party would keep them coming.
The tragedy is, we know the Prime Minister doesn't even believe in the Rwanda gimmick. He tried to stop funding it, but he's now so diminished that his entire focus is stopping his MPs holding the sword of Damocles above his head. Perhaps even literally in the case of the Leader of the House.
Oh, he's talking about Penny Mordaunt challenging him, challenging Sunak for the position of Prime Minister or Leader of the Conservatives.
We'll have literally gone through every candidate apart from Kemi by then, wouldn't we? Remember, in the first run.
Mark, you're being so dry about all of this.
You know.
Are you really, really that interested or uninterested?
I change leader more than I change me undies, John. Can't keep up.
But the truth is they don't actually care about fixing this issue. He talks about the gangs. When we gave the police new powers to crack down on the people smuggling gangs, he spent months campaigning and voting against it. But thanks to our new laws, 900 criminals have been arrested. 450 have been...
Wait a minute. That's 900 criminals. How many migrants are in the country now?
I know, but that's a worrying statistic if you've got 900 already.
I know.
How many criminals are we letting into this country? This is probably worse than actually everyone thinks.
I know, this is what people don't understand.
A month, a day, what is that? A year?
Well, we worked out it was something like 140,000 illegals, didn't we? I said, unbelievable.
Oh, they smuggle more people in legally, don't they? Hundreds of thousands of them. We're all here as students, really.
Where are you from? You look Chinese. Oh, no, I'm from Iraq. What's your name? One long song.
Here to study. Just ignore the grey hair.
Yeah, I'm only 18.
It's the cost of Tory chaos, and it's working people who are paying the price. The man he made his immigration minister let the cat out of the bag when he said the Prime Minister's symbolic flights will not provide a credible deterrent. And we know the Prime Minister himself thought it wouldn't work. If the people selling this gimmick don't believe in it, why should the country?
Yeah. Mr. Speaker, he's very keen to talk about who he prosecuted. He's a bit less keen to talk about when he defended his butzeria, Mr. Speaker.
His butzeria. Mentioned there.
You defended them and they did nothing about them, so, you know, all as bad as each other.
Indeed.
Still out there, you know. Just not called that anymore.
What are they called?
It's got no name, can't ban it then.
Is it the Hizbut's cafeteria?
Probably, yeah.
Come down for a free meal and convert.
Hizbut gonorrhea.
They must be based in Clacton then, or Clapham.
Clapham. For criminals. It's clear whose side he's on, and it's not the British people.
Yeah!
None of yous are. Pack your bags.
It's genuinely sad to see him reduced to this nonsense.
Let's take another example that I started with.
Yes, do, Keir. Let's have another example.
Yes, ma'am. It
is. After 14 years of Tory chaos in the prison system, the Justice Secretary is reduced to begging the Prime Minister either to send fewer offenders to prison or to release them even earlier. I must say I've got sympathy for anyone trying to get an answer out of the Prime Minister. So what's it going to be? Fewer criminals behind bars in the first place or more released early onto our streets? Which is it?
Oh, come on, Keir. He can't answer that, can he?
Violent crime has fallen by 50%, Mr. Speaker.
Violent crime, 50% down.
Police officers, given them more powers and kept serious offenders in prison for longer.
You're looking very bemused there, Mark. You've got that Mark Wahlberg eyebrow lift.
I'm going to have to check that one.
Tougher sentences for violent criminals and failed to give police the powers they need. It would be back to square one with Labour. Soft on crime and soft on criminals.
Yeah, and soft arm punch bags. Have you ever seen that guy punch?
That what you call out a punch?
I know. When he was in the gym and they're saying, punch the punch bag. And it looked like he was like pushing it, not punching it.
The Prime Minister has never had the courage to stand up to his party. So let me help him out and say to them what he wishes he could. The mortgage mayhem, the waiting list, the criminals walking free. They are the cost of Tory chaos. And if they can't bring themselves to stop the endless games and gimmicks, stop putting themselves before country, they should pack up, go home, and waste somebody else's time. It wasn't that difficult, was it, Prime Minister?
Ooh, that's injurious.
Mr. Speaker,
Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, he talks about his ideas, but we're 2 weeks on from the budget. The Shadow Chancellor found time to make a one-hour speech last night, and we still don't know how they're going to pay for their £28 billion black hole. But while he tries to talk down Britain and the progress that we are making...
Hey, wait a minute, Mark. Are they allowed to call a hole black?
Down, Mr. Speaker. Probably not.
Or is that racist against holes?
Definitely is, mate. Anyway, the ONS, just a quick look. There were an estimated 0.9 million offences in the year ending, violent offences in the year ending June 23. No significant change with June 22.
Oh, very good.
And that's I'll have to look further into that and see if I can find his figures, because
doesn't match up.
Not June 24 yet. So.
Do you know what? Is rising. I can't bear. Why are they all wearing daffodils?
No paid time I don't know. With the Prime Minister shoplifting and fraud are rising.
Oh, really? And small across the United so they're stealing Kingdom sandwiches in the cafeteria at Parliament. That's disgusting. I have launched with Fertility Matters at Work, LGBT Mummies, Fertility Network UK and many others to support those
undertaking fertility when they're in work. Yeah. Well, can I start by thanking my honourable friend for her excellent work campaigning on this issue? And she is right. Employers should offer their staff understanding, support and flexibility whilst they're undergoing fertility treatment. And the best way to improve the experience of those undergoing treatment, both women and their partners, is through voluntary approaches. And that's why I would join her encouraging all companies to sign up to the Fertility Workplace Pledge.
SNP leader Stephen Flynn.
Oh, here we go.
Mr.
How about this
Speaker,
one, Mark?
With his backbenchers looking for a unity candidate to replace him, which of the now numerous born-again Thatcherites on the Labour front bench does he believe best fits the bill?
See? Mr. Speaker, they are saying that Labour are more conservative than conservative.
It was surprising to hear all this talk about the 1970s from the Shadow Chancellor in particular. But then if you see what's happening in places like Birmingham, where taxes are going up by 21%, Mr. Speaker, services are being cut, whether it's social care, children's services, or indeed in some streets, literally the lights are being turned off. It was unsurprising why they're talking about the 70s, and I can just say what they've done to Birmingham, the Conservatives will never let them do to Britain.
How are they going to stop him? Because they're getting in. You're out, Rishi. You're out.
Because the IFS have warned of the conspiracy of silence which exists between the Labour Party and the Conservative Party when it comes to £18 billion of looming public sector cuts. Indeed, just last night, they actually outlined that the fiscal rules of the Labour Party and the Conservative Party are in effect identical. So with such
Uniparty, we're here, Mark. Mark, you're not that interested. You look so depressed.
I feel it, to be honest. That is fucked the life out of me, these people do.
Is it like sticking needles in your eyes listening to this, sir?
I think I'd rather do that, you know. IFS I think I'd rather shave me watching me call it with sandpaper and listen to this. SNP budget, as in their
words, misleading. Ooh,
and said in their words that pain is almost certainly coming. It is a savage.
Well, I would do if you did the sandpaper a bit, Mark. I'd agree with him there.
Because here's the reality of it. Whilst NHS spending in England is going up in real terms, in Scotland it is going down, Mr. Speaker. And while taxes are being cut by the UK government, it is the SNP government that is putting them up. And that is the contrast. Where the SNP or indeed Labour are in charge, it's working people that pay the price.
Oh, and the working people in this country didn't pay the price under you.
Prime Minister, quite rightly.
My God, hey, Mark.
You know, I'd take these people a bit more seriously if they actually had a serious adult debate about all these subjects.
I know, it's kiddywinky, isn't it?
And then they try to say, what are the problems, how do we fix them? But they just stand there arguing like worse than children. At least when you tell children to be quiet, they'll stop.
Yeah. And the Speaker just intervenes and goes, Keir Starmer.
Maybe why isn't he up on treason charges anyway?
I don't know. Well, I thank my honourable friend for I literally don't know. It just everybody just wants to sweep everything under the carpet over what's gone on. I'm really, really not happy about that still. They've just let him off.
Go on about Parliament all the time, how great it is, and our democracy and our constitution. Just when you feel like it, though, yeah.
Yeah, it's when they feel like it.
It is, yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yesterday saw...
Oh, is Jeffrey Donaldson? Yeah, let's have a listen.
...in its history exercise its new veto powers.
He'll be very nice about this because they've just got a ton of money in right to help Northern Ireland.
...with the rest of the United Kingdom. Yeah, yeah. This is something which the DUP campaigned to achieve when others were calling for rigorous implementation of the protocol. And to his credit, the Prime Minister was able to work with us to deliver the real changes to the protocol that will help restore Northern Ireland's place within the United Kingdom and its internal market. Will the Prime Minister now assure me that the government will continue to faithfully implement the measures outlined in the command
keep
paper
up the promises the union, that you made
fully
to get him back into Stormont
within the United Kingdom and its internal market and ending the unnecessary checks on goods moving from Great Britain to Northern Ireland?
Well, I want to congratulate my honourable friend again on his leadership of unionism.
It's just the love in between them at the moment because, you know, they've just renewed their vows. That's what it is. We love you, you love us, and everything's okay. And thanks for the X millions that you just pumped into Northern Ireland. Very gratefully received, and it will be faithfully applied.
Also hosting and the whole place will be shut down in 6 months and they'll want more money.
Yep. And the establishment of Intertrade UK. But it comes down to this fundamental point, and I know that he will agree. Northern Ireland's place is stronger in the union with locally elected politicians in place representing the needs of all parts of the community.
I agree with that.
Noting the
I want the United Kingdom to remain united. You're all for England, aren't you?
I'd happily just lock myself in my own house, mate, and do my own thing and just be away from all these morons, to be honest with you, John.
Are you going to be your own sovereign then?
Yeah.
You're going to issue your own passports?
Yeah. Might just convert to a traveller. I'm not paying these taxes and stuff anymore.
You've had enough.
Of this icon.
You're switching off your United Kingdom debts and tax and all the rest of that stuff.
I'm going to build a moat around my house. Good. See you all later. With sharks in it. Sorry. We're meant to be listening to this, aren't we, boys? More entertaining than having a conversation.
It's garbage. We're listening to garbage. It's not going to do anything, anybody, any good. You know, and when they're sitting here, maybe there might be a few nice questions, but to be honest with you, Mark, I can't see any further point. I've listened to a few of them. We'll give him a chance. We'll see if there's another question there.
Oh, go on. I was just going to say my local MP put something through my door and he's so chuffed that he asked loads of questions at this debacle every week. And what's it solved?
Oh, yeah. NHS. Liberals.
All day, no operation. He's then told to stay overnight or risk his place on the list. So he sits in a hot, smelly, windowless waiting room for 8 hours on a plastic chair, then a gurney comes with no pillow.
That sounds like people waiting outside Parliament to get in.
No operation. There just aren't any beds. His wife told me the Conservatives are running the NHS into the ground.
Yeah.
Given his experience, given so many others across the country sharing that experience, how can he say...
What do you think the answer is going to be? No, we're not. We pop loads of money in. Listen.
Lady constituent experience, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I'm sure she'll be raising it with the local NHS Trust as well. What I would say is, of course, the NHS is recovering from a difficult 2 years, but it has received considerable backing from this government. Record investment,
here we go,
acknowledged by the NHS CEO just the other week. A plan to improve productivity in the future. And when it comes to beds, we've invested in 5,000 new beds over the last year, more ambulances, and all of that is...
Yeah, but no hospitals to put them in. Loads of beds.
5,000 extra beds and 750,000 extra people. Yeah. My math says that doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
No.
The Horsleys, Effingham, Ripley, Send, and Ockham have had enough. Unwanted development.
Oh, so Cheshire matters, to be honest.
I think we've had. I've been calling for an
immediate review of the local green belt. Doesn't matter anymore.
No. Does my right honourable friend agree with me that Labour's promise of concrete over the green belt, even against the wishes of local MPs, would simply add insult to injury?
Mr. Speaker, unlike both the Liberal Democrats and the Labour Party, who believe in top-down targets that decimate the Greenbelt, we believe in local people having a say over their local communities, which is why we are committed to protecting and enhancing the Greenbelt. The National Planning Policy includes strong protections to safeguard this important land. I know her local plan is currently under review by the council, who have indicated they'll be updating it, and I hope the honourable member and her constituents engage with that process to help shape future at Guildford for future generations.
Kendrick.
Mr. Speaker, the EU Foreign Policy High Representative Joseph Borrell said on Monday that Israel is provoking famine in Gaza and using starvation as a weapon of war. President Biden has
said we haven't heard about Gaza, have we?
No, this is first.
To ensure the safety of more than 1 million people living there. Does the Prime Minister agree with High Representative Borrell and President Biden? Because I do, and we need a ceasefire. If he does agree, would he say so here in the chamber today?
No. No, he won't.
Biden can't even agree with himself. What's he talking about?
Biden looks in the mirror and asks, who are you looking at?
It's clear that the state copying me. Is unsustainable, and we need urgent action now to avoid. I nod, you nod. Stop it. Is doing all it can
to get more. It's annoying.
He's a handsome chap. I know he's not.
2,000 tons of UK-funded food aid, including flour and hot meal.
No, we're not. We're actually doing some good things for the people of Gaza.
Have you seen what they've been sending them, though? Some guy in Palestine opened one of these things off the Americans, and it was just like. It's not their food.
No.
Yeah, the only thing in there was any good was the peanut butter.
That's it.
A dry cracker and some other stuff I've never heard of.
That's rubbish.
I wouldn't want it either.
Mr. Speaker, the Department for Education is mounting a significant intervention in Herefordshire's children's services. That includes expert improvement advice, a commissioner with statutory powers to direct the council, and a two-year improvement partnership with Leeds. And I can assure my honourable friend that the department is closely monitoring the council's progress.
Bill Wiggin.
I thank my right honourable friend for taking this situation, this terrible situation,
this is the last one,
so seriously.
No more.
The permanent secretary from the Department of Education visited Hereford recently, and so he will know that the new Conservative Council are trying to mend the damage done by the previous Green and Independent Authority to far too many young people and their families. As a father, does he agree with me that progress is still far too slow, and so will he meet me and discuss what more we can do?
This is country all over. I can see why, Mark. I'm not. Look, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, okay, and anybody else in between that I haven't mentioned. I've never seen a man's face so bored with what he's listening to. He's usually quite lively, and he would be commenting on these different things, but he's not. He looks like a statue on screen.
Sorry about that.
Apart from his eyebrows.
I'm trying my best, honest. I've got to bite my lip through this as well, you know. Try not to swear on these podcasts.
All right.
This is a major incident for the nearly 100 patients in Bedford, whose lives are now severely disrupted by the need to travel around 50 miles up to four times a week to access life-saving kidney dialysis. Will the Prime Minister commit all the necessary resources needed by East and North Hertfordshire Renal Unit Services to urgently fix this major issue?
All right, that's a decent question, because they can't. The dialysis unit there was actually closed, and basically they've got to travel. So that's more expense. An extra 50, maybe 60 miles to get to another dialysis unit in order to do it. And some of these people have to do it like four times a week. We have made huge innovative strides. So I can see what he's talking about.
Yeah, I mean, he's just said, I'm sorry, but again, like I said on the podcast, we need a redirection of the funds. So rather than, what was it, 28 billion on the green thing, forget that, right? Can you go and buy them some dialysis machines, please?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's
They're killing it. They're killing it in this country. The green agenda is killing everything in this country.
Well, it's only just begun, John. Wait till you see the end result.
It's
not going to be pretty. Something that many
members. Well, what do you mean it's not going to be pretty? There'll be lots of green flowers.
No, there won't.
Why won't there be?
It just won't. There's been none of us left to see them.
So you don't care about the flowers?
No, well, once you've got rid of the farms, we're all going to starve to death, and whoever's left, once the electricity's gone, are going to freeze to death, so you're not going to see the flowers, so it's pointless.
We should have a big sign outside the pubs, shouldn't we, that says, save a flower today, eat bacon.
Yes.
What do you think?
Sausages.
Bacon, sausages.
All pork's nice.
I'm telling you, just look.
It's nicer than grasshoppers anyway, isn't it?
I'm putting you out of your misery, sir.
I like the sound of that bell.
It's just absolute.
At least normally they have a right good ding-dong, don't they? No, you're more useless than me, and you're more racist than me, and you hate the Jews more than me, and you're as blah, 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 flobial, or whatever you call it.
And you're not saving Gazans either.
It was a bit tame today, wasn't it?
Well, it's the last. It felt like, like sort of end of term, really, didn't it?
Yeah.
It's the end of term, and nobody wants to get into a big argument. Come on, let's go outside and have a drink.
All the questions from the Conservative benches are all pre-planned around his five whatever priorities it
was. Yeah, we're doing good.
Fulfilling my priorities of destroying this country. Don't you worry about it.
Yeah.
And on the other side is just, you're racist, you're rubbish, you spend too much money.
And when are you going to call an election?
Oh, they've been shouting, you go on Twitter, that's all they say.
Call an election.
Call an election now. He's not going to. He said he's not going to. Just saying, call one now. So, no ceasefire. Why do they shout these things? And it doesn't have any effect, does it?
It's like, do you ever remember that part in the Grinch movie where he shouts down into the well, "You're an idiot!" And the well shouts back, "You are an idiot!" And that's what it is. You're an idiot. No, you're an idiot. No, we said it first. No, you didn't. We've been saying it for a long time. And it's just absolute crap. Well, that's it. I've had enough of that. Sir, shall we vacate the house?
Yay, I'm happy now.
Let's go take up our seats near Trident.
I tried my best, mate. But...
I know. I could see that you just... not very enthusiastic about this.
I don't know what he was playing at with the violence figure, because it's down. I've just had a quick look. I can't see. It's down from before the Great Panic of 2020.
Yeah.
Was he comparing now with like 6-7 years ago? Because it's not
I've
really
no idea. Work. If you look at what's going on in London, crime rates are going up in so many different areas.
All the theft, the shoplifting and the fraud and everything's all flying up.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not really sending a lot of paedophiles to jail, because apparently they want to rehabilitate them. You mean there's no space?
Yeah.
Because it's full of, I don't know, extremists. Well, it will be soon.
Yeah, will be. Well, sir, I can tell. We won't have to do this for quite a while, so you'll be happy to know.
Yay.
And anybody listening to us, I have to tell you, if you thought that we were taking the Michael out of what was going on, if you listen to it, you'll take the Michael out of it as well, without a shadow of a doubt.
Quite restrained. I could have gone hell for leather there, but...
Yeah, I get it. All right, sir. Another good conversation.
It's been a pleasure, I think.
What do you mean? It's always a pleasure to speak to me.
Company, yeah, your company's been great. It was just listening to all them divvies.
Crap.
I need to sleep. Crap.